It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I think I was pretty shocked, along with the rest of America, when we read Pete Davidson's post on Instagram last night. He talked about how, you know, him and Ariana Grande broke up their engagement back in September, and Pete says he's been getting bullied online and in public ever since, and he started speaking out about it. Yesterday on Instagram, he posted a note that said, "I'm trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the whole world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference. I've been getting bullied online and in public for 9 months. I've spoken about bipolar personality disorder and being suicidal publicly only in hopes that it will help bring awareness and help kids like myself who don't want to be on this earth. I just want you guys to know, no matter how hard the internet or anyone tries to make me kill myself, I won't. I'm upset I even have to say this." So he says essentially that people online are bullying him and just telling him to commit suicide. And so he's like, well, that's not going to work. But like the fact that people are even saying that, so gross.
It's sad, but it doesn't surprise me, Alex. I mean, no, 9 out of 10 things online are negative and hateful and jealousy. I mean, but it's amazing that people would stoop that low.
It's just crazy. While at this week's Kennedy Center Honors to pay tribute to her mother-in-law, Reba McEntire, Kelly Clarkson proved that she's just like us when it comes to fangirling over your favorite celebrity. Cher was right behind her on the red carpet at this event, and she starts freaking out. And then Cher finally comes up to her, and this is what happened.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Nice to meet you.
Oh my God, how are you?
I never met you. I've been talking about you the whole time going, she's right behind me.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Obviously, everyone is here. I'm going to stop talking. Okay.
You like
that?
Yeah,
I'm a little...
No,
I get very nervous.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh, my God.
How did that feel?
Oh, my God. I'm sweating even more. I'm sweating.
I just thought, oh, my God, that's me with Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Travis Scott is applying to Harvard. Back in 2017, Travis said that he would take a break from music after his third album and go to Harvard's architecture school. With his third album, Astroworld, released at the top of the U.S. charts, Scott now has confirmed that he is ready to apply on Twitter, saying, "I'm applying to Harvard in a couple days, and I'm really excited. Somebody pinch me." So, I mean,
that's
cool. Is very unexpected. I'm shocked by that. I can't imagine really anyone that's involved with the Kardashian clan like going seriously to school, like
a really big
Ivy League school.
I agree, but that's good. Education's important.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. Friends isn't leaving Netflix at the end of the year after all. Over the weekend, fans of the hit show had been posting and noting that the show's Netflix page indicated that the NBC sitcom would be leaving the streaming service on January 1st, but Netflix and Warner Brothers TV reached an extension that will keep Friends on the streaming service through 2019. Coming up in less than an hour, you will not believe what rapper used to be a telemarketer.
All right, looking forward to that. Thank you, Alex. I never knew when to clap in that song, by the way. I was always off beat just a little bit. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hang on.